Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome again. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening live on my page right now at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, landline, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. I know I've been gone for a little while now, but I can tell you this. I'm back today, right? I'm back today. And again, thank you guys for all your support. Thank you for being a part of the show, whether it's listening every day, whether it's giving me show topics, whether it's asking me when am I going to do another show, whether it's texting me asking me when I'm going to do another show. It doesn't matter. I love you guys anyway, right? Today is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and I hope you guys had a tremendous day on yesterday. I know I did. I had a great time with my wife's family, and I'm just excited to be here, excited that I was able to get up this morning and excited I'm having a go of my day. I'm excited that you guys got up this morning, excited that you guys have a go of your day. Whether you're working today, some of you guys are working today, whether you're not working today, I'm not sure. But again, thank you for tuning in. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty for all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's word of the day is impromptu. Impromptu. Impromptu is spelled I-M-P-R-O-M-T-U. Impromptu. And it's an adjective, and it means made, done, or formed on or as if on the spur of the moment. Okay? Composed or uttered without previous preparation. That is impromptu. Now, you guys can take that word and run with it, do whatever you want. That's how things work, right? And right now it's 45 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of only 49, low tonight 42. And we got a chance of rain later today, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, on into the wee hours of the morning. Looks like we're going to have rain, 8, 9, 10 o'clock tonight, all the way through the morning, right? So if you guys are going to be out and about, late this evening, that's, you can expect the rain today. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 59, partly sunny. Sunday, cloudy, 64. Monday, sunshine, 50. This is truly fall weather, right? Truly fall weather. So that's your weather. Do whatever with it that you want. Abide by it, because it is. It is. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. Again, I hope you guys had a tremendous Thanksgiving on yesterday. I know I did. Had a great time, great food, great family, and just thankful for everything. You start to, as the years go by, and people, are no longer with the family. I mean, people that have passed on, and you just think that, how much you miss those people. And you can almost close your eyes and visualize what it was like when they were here. And that's so, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but that's so, I'm consciously thinking about, my mom at this time of year. Simply because this was her favorite time of the year, Thanksgiving, on into the Christmas holidays. This was her favorite time of the year, and she showed it by, displaying great dinner. And I know that. At times, I may not be as social or as verbal as I have been, but, most of the times that's simply because I'm sitting and I'm thinking about my mom. And you know, that's just me. And that's something that I can't seem to shake. Maybe I don't want to shake it, you know, but it's just me. And you know, it doesn't take anything away from a Thanksgiving celebration. And you know, it's just tough on me at this time of year. And I don't want to throw things out there that, you know, put a damper on today's show, but that's just how I feel, okay? That's just how I feel. And I know there are a lot of people out there listening to the show and, you know, maybe saying, Frank, cut that out, get on with the show. But anyway, that's something that I have to work through, right? My mom's been gone since 2005. She's been gone 13 years now. And you know, it's still tough on me. But, hey, it is what it is. It's life, right? Let's go on. Now, let's see. And before I get into the show today, you know, we here in Atlanta, I know there are people, you know, South that are listening to the show, East, West, and whatever, North that are listening to the show. But, you know, our sports team here, the Atlanta Falcons, are just displaying a world of bad to the world. We're just going into places and even at home, we're just stinking up the joint with our play. I know a lot of people are hurt. I know that. I know we've lost, you know, a lot of our starters. I know that. But at the same time, there are guys behind the starters. We call them second stringers. We call them second stringers for a reason. But there are guys behind these guys, these starters, that are supposed to be able to go in the game and fill in for that starter if something happens. And you're getting paid a lot of money to do that. And to go out there and not give it your all, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that we're not giving it our all. And I say our because I'm just saying that because they're Atlanta. They're the Atlanta Falcons, and this is where I live. So, you know, I don't know if it's the coach. I don't know what it is, you know. And then they'll come home, and on Monday they'll be on these sports shows, and they'll be saying, "Well, we gotta forget about that game. We gotta look forward to next Sunday when we play such and such." Well, you said that on last week when we lost to the Cowboys. You said, "Well, you know, that's what happens to us. We got to move on, and we got to look forward to going to New Orleans and playing those guys." And no one showed up. We aren't even showing up for these games. That's my kicker. You know, it isn't like we're losing by two. It isn't like we're losing by three, and I don't like we're losing by a touchdown. We're getting stomped. We're getting beat up. And, you know, if he doesn't watch it, coach is going to, you know, his head going to be on a platter soon. Okay? You know, we got to do something. Something's got to turn around for the Falcons. We're 2 years removed from the Super Bowl. And we're like last place team. So it's horrible. It's, you know, bad for people that go to work every day. You know, you have to deal with these guys talking about us. And it's just bad, right? It's just bad. They didn't give New Orleans a problem at all on yesterday, and we got beat up. But let's look forward to the Georgia game on tomorrow, Georgia Tech. Let's look forward to that. I look forward to that. And then the following weekend, I look forward to the Georgia and Alabama game when we play Alabama in the SEC championship game. So, enough of that said. I know you guys, you know, if you guys are anything like us, you know, you're eating some leftover Thanksgiving dinner for breakfast today. I mean, I ate Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. Then I came home last night, warmed up some more, ate some last night. I got up this morning, I warmed up some more and ate some this morning. Now, this may be the final straw for lunch. But, you know, I'm going to eat some more for lunch, right? Because, you know, this probably was the best tasting Thanksgiving dinner I've had in a long time. I mean, this really, really was probably the best tasting Thanksgiving dinner I've had in a long time. Now, not saying, you know, don't put me out there. I'm not saying that the other Thanksgiving dinners were bad or didn't taste good. It's just something about yesterday that was, it was good. Okay? And I know there are people on the show who were asking me about my turkey. And I usually fry a turkey for Thanksgiving dinner for the family. But this year, instead of frying a turkey, I got a Cajun turkey from Popeyes. Okay? You guys with me? I got a Cajun turkey from Popeyes. I know you probably saw the commercial or whatever they were selling Cajun turkeys. Okay? Fully cooked. I went in the store and bought one. They pulled it out the bag and it was frozen in a package. And you know, you had to thaw it for a couple of days and then put it in the oven for 2.5 hours. And you were ready to eat. This thing was so moist and tasted. I mean, you could, you know, it wasn't a heavy taste occasion or whatever, but it wasn't just plain turkey. It had a great taste to it. Whether you had dark meat, white meat, whatever you had, it had a great taste to it. So for Popeyes, and, you know, I don't own any stock in Popeyes or anything like that, but for Popeyes Cajun turkey, you guys should get it. I mean, the turkey was less expensive than just the peanut oil that I was using to fry my turkeys every year. Okay? It was $39 and some change, and that was well worth it. Everyone enjoyed it. It was moist and meaty, of course, and it had a great taste to it. So you guys can try that next time if you want. But hey, it turned out great for us, right? It turned out great. And I'll tell you a funny story real quick, and I'll get into the topic, but. You know, the day that I went in, I think I went in on Monday. I think I went in last Monday to the Popeyes here near my house and got the turkey, right? So when I got – no, it was Sunday. It was Sunday. So when I got there, I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this turkey. I went in, a couple people in line, and then I ordered my turkey, right? And as I was ordering the turkey – I was like, man, it was the chicken was smelling so good in the restaurant that I was like, man, go ahead and add a couple pieces of chicken on there. Go ahead and add a couple pieces of chicken on there too, man. I couldn't stand it. I had to get me a couple of pieces of chicken as well, right? And so that's you know. All jokes aside, but the turkey was excellent, and I give Popeyes their props on that. It's hard for them to do bad, I guess, but, you know, Popeyes does good work, right? Now, today's topic is, and the call-in number is 516-531-9483 if you guys want to get offline and get here live to the show. you can call in and listen live to the show right now, 516-531-9483. And again, if you'd like to be on the show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I will put you on. Now, today's topic is Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, Thanksgiving dinner is set for four. Okay, wherever you're going, or if someone's coming to your house or whatever, you know, you tell people, be here at four. We're going to eat at four. If you're bringing a dish, which is usually the case, because it's just so much to cook that, you know, you really don't want to put the onus on the hosting, you know, the hosting household. You don't want to put so much on them, right? So, and so if you're bringing something, if you're bringing a cake, macaroni and cheese, if you're bringing potato salad, if you're bringing candy yams like I did, if you're bringing a turkey or whatever, and the dinner's at four, I believe that you should be there at three. If you're bringing something. Now, if you're only bringing your empty stomach to eat, hey, be there at four, right? But if you're bringing something that's a part of the meal, I think you should be there early, before the meal starts, right? I don't know if I'm being, you know, anal about this or what, but that's what it is. Dinner is at four. If you're supposed to bring something, you should be there a little early. If you're bringing the cake, come on, man, get there a little bit early. If you're bringing the greens, come on, man, get there a little early. Okay? Now, and if you're at dinner, or if you're at someone's house for Thanksgiving, dinner's supposed to be at four, okay? It's like 10 after four now. Okay, I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. I've been starving myself because I didn't want to have a full belly and then be Thanksgiving dinner. It's time to eat. Be like, I'm not hungry. So I was hungry. Okay, 4 o'clock. I'm ready to eat. I'm expecting we're gonna start eating here soon. 4 o'clock comes in. 4:15 comes in. I look at my watch, it's 4:30. Well, we're still waiting on a couple of people to get here, and then we're going to eat. They just called and said they're about 30 minutes away. 30 minutes away? Okay, that's now it looks like we're going to be about 5 o'clock before we eat instead of 4. Then at 5 o'clock, they still weren't there. 10 after 5, still not there. 5:15, still not there. 5:30, still not there. Okay, so what are we waiting for? It's an hour and a half after dinner was supposedly to be eaten. We're sitting around hungry, waiting on a couple of people to come. Is that right? No, it's not right. It's not right at all. So, and we're sitting around hungry, waiting on a couple of people, and those people are, get me now, they are bringing something for dinner. Okay? But they don't have the turkey. They don't have the beans. They don't have the macaroni and cheese. They don't have the dressing. They don't have that stuff. Okay? The food is warming. The food is sitting there warm. The plates are out. We're ready to eat. You cannot, and I'll say it again, you cannot wait for late people. Hold it. Let me dial back a little bit. You cannot punish people who were there on time, ready to eat at 4 o'clock, like it was said, you can't punish those people because a couple of other people are late. You can't do that. So I'm like, okay, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm going to eat. And then we got it. We said our prayer, and we got into it. We say your prayer, and you get to eating. You go and eat your full meal. You come back and sit down, start watching TV, and now they're showing up. Come on, man. That is so rude and disrespectful. Rude and disrespectful. To no end. Okay? It really is. Okay? It really is. Rude and disrespectful. It's rude because you were supposed to be there at 4, you didn't come to 5:30. It's disrespectful because you had some food to bring and you weren't there with the food. That's rude and disrespectful. Now, I know no one else out there in the whole world had this issue on yesterday either. Everyone was on time. Everybody ate at time. Everything worked out. I mean, I'm being sarcastic here, but, hey, it is what it is. Right? You can't punish the people who are there. It's like your boss calls a meeting at work. He said we're gonna meet in the conference room, 3:00. We gotta discuss, you know, what we're gonna do to move forward on this project we're starting next week. And so, you know, the boss is there. You know, everyone's there except Frank. Now, where's Frank? Well, Frank's not here yet. He went out to get something to eat, and he called and said he was running a little late, but he'll be here in about 15, 20 minutes. Do you think that the boss is going to sit there and wait for Frank to get there to his meeting in 15 or 20 minutes? Something bigger than that. You got a big meeting going on. Okay, you got a big meeting going on. You got 500 people in this meeting, and you're expecting about, you know, a couple of people that you really want to hear your speech. The meeting starts at 5, but they're not here. But you got another 490 people sitting in there waiting for you. They're on time. But the people that you want to hear your speech are late. So you tell people, I got a couple of people that really need to hear this, but they're running behind. So you guys just sit still, sit tight for a few minutes, and once they get here, we'll get started. How foolish is that? You know what's going to happen in that meeting? People are going to start getting up and walking out. How disrespectful. That means this other 490 people, you don't really care if they hear you or not. But these two people who are running late, oh, you'll hold up this whole 490 people for these two people? No way. No way. That's rude to your audience. That's disrespectful to your audience. Rude and disrespectful. So, you know, if you had this problem on yesterday, if you have this problem anytime in the future, I'm going to tell you now, don't disrespect or be rude to the people who are there and on time. Don't be. Okay? Go ahead and get your dinner started. Go ahead and get your meeting started at the time it's supposed to start. Okay? Do that, guys. Do that. Thanksgiving dinner is hugely, hugely important. You know, you say, Frank, it's just a dinner, man. It's not just a dinner. If it was just a dinner, it wouldn't be called Thanksgiving or anything. It'd be just a dinner. But it's not just a dinner. Come on, guys. Thank for the people. Okay? Be respectful to people. Do your part and try to be there on time. Now, traffic happens, things like that. That's out of your hands. You can't control traffic. But you can control getting your butt out the house and trying to get there on time. People understand if you're running into traffic, something happens. It's Atlanta. Okay? So, but, you know, that's just that, you know, and I'm not calling any names or anything like that, but that's just crawled up my skin the way that happened to us on yesterday. Crawled up my skin, up my arm, up my neck, and into my brain, and it kept pounding, 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 pounding. I'm like, man, come on, man. We can't wait on them before we eat. Let's eat. I want to eat and chill out and get the hell on out from around here. That's my deal. So, guys, again, don't disrespect your guests. Don't be rude to your guests by telling them we're going to wait for someone else to get here before we get started, no matter what it is. Okay? Handle that. All right? Again, so, that's about all the time I have for today, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming in and listening to me today. I know I ran over my half hour, but, you know, I still have another ways to go. But, you know, I'm jumping back into this thing slowly. And, again, look out for my show on Monday, 10:30, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And what I do want to do is I want to do a relationship show on Monday. Okay, I want to do a relationship show on Monday. And so I got something special coming in for Monday about relationships. So stay tuned to that on Monday. And again, I'm going to say one more thing before I get off the air. Is that and don't forget, guys, that if you're having a meeting or something at a certain time, and then you've had people to tell you that they're coming to the meeting, but they're not there on time, please don't disrespect your guests who were there on time, who are waiting for your meeting. Don't disrespect them or be rude to them by saying, we're not going to start the meeting yet. There are a couple of more people on the way, and we're going to wait until they get here before we start our meeting. No, no, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? And then, you know, I'm going to tell you this little short story, and then I'm going to get off the air, but there was a guy. He said that he and his girlfriend or whatever, they were living together. They actually had a baby. And then they moved in together, started living together. And while they're living together, here in this apartment or whatever, they get into a huge fight and break it off. Okay? They got a kid in the house. You get in this huge fight, and they say, I can't stand you anymore. I don't want to be with you anymore, yada, yada. But they have a lease on the apartment. together. Okay, both of them signed this lease. So they can't break the lease. Well, you can, but there are consequences. So they can't break the lease. So they decide that they're still going to continue to live together. But they're going to kind of go their opposite ways as far as dating. Dating other people. So he meets this girl. They start dating. And he goes out on a date with her. And he comes back to the house, to the apartment, and he brings his date back with him to the apartment. And he said it was awkward that she was there as well. But should he ask his baby's mama to leave the house or leave the apartment so that he can bring his date to the apartment for whatever? Okay? So how stupid is this guy? How stupid is this guy? Okay? And all I say is you turn around and put that shoe on the other foot. She's dating some other guy. She goes out on a date with this guy. She tells this guy, oh, come on back to my place. We can go back to my place and chill for a little while. And she brings this guy into the house, and you're sitting in there watching TV, and they do whatever, go back to the back room or whatever. Whatever. Okay? Is that not bad? That's bad. But that's what this dude said. He said, should I ask her from now on, when I go out on a date, I'm going to bring her back to the apartment, so you should make yourself scarce when I'm ready to come back to the apartment. Hell no. Nah. No. No way. I'm paying rent here too, brother. You better take her over to the Motel 6 or something, whatever you're going to do with her, but not here. I'm not renting out for you. Get programmed, folks. How were you brought up, man? What's wrong with you? Anyway, hey, that's my time for today. Take care of yourselves, guys. Remember, it's going to start raining about 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon. So look out for that because it's going to be cold, overcast, and rain. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Have a tremendous weekend. I'll see you on Monday about 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you. Come on.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogies they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm fitting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch life monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Watching me whip up, still keep real and sane. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like
you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. So discriminate, ball players coming all sides.